Hi, this is Sassy Strawberry reading Thousand Autumns, 千秋 by 孟西石 Chapter 96, translation by myself, edited by Yuki Ryu and Happy Bess. Shen Jiao was stunned for a moment. After recognizing the newcomer, a smile appeared on his face. Li Gongzi, has been a while since we've last met. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Li Qingyu was not someone who was unrestrained with his emotions, and it was already extremely rare for him to reveal an unprecedented smile. Although the said smile quickly faded, and his expression recovered its usual calm and peaceful appearance, one could still tell that he was extremely pleased. Shen Jiao had quite a good impression of Li Qingyu. That day, although the other party had originally held him in contempt, he later lent him his sword to help him defeat Duan Wenyang.It was evident that he is a person of strong temperament, and it's just that he is not good at expressing himself with words. Hence, he ends up coming across as rather indifferent. The reality was, however, that he was someone who possessed a cold exterior but with a warm heart within. While I was in Chang'an, it was thanks to the assistance of your respected 师弟, Su Qiao,that I could fight my way out of the siege with Qilang. Speaking of which, how is your 师弟's family faring right now?
Li Qingyu nodded his head. He's very well.
After the Zhongnan Pai was forcibly assimilated into the He Guanzhong, the Su family and a few other disciples came to seek refuge in Qingchengshan. They are currently in safe hands.
Shen Xiao breathed a sigh of relief.
That is good to know. It is just that the situation in Chang'an is not good at the moment. I fear that they would not be able to return for a while, would they?
Li Qingyu let out an in assent before asking, How is the recovery of Dao Xiong's Wu Gong? If you have the time, may I seek advice by sparring with you?
He was obsessed with the Dao of the sword.When he looked at Shen Qiao, it was as if he was seeing a sharp and extremely precious sword filled with surprises that had yet to be unsheathed. He was interested to the point that he wished he could closely scrutinize the other's entire body, albeit not due to any unspeakable or impure reasons.
As he noticed the other person's bright and fiery gaze, Shen Qiao didn't know whether to laugh in amusement or cry in embarrassment.
He had just spoken one word when Yan Wuxi proceeded to speak on his behalf.
Qiao is going to instruct his disciples now.
I'm afraid he does not have the time to waste with you.
If you wish to seek advice, you can let this venerable one give you pointers.
Li Qingyu turned his gaze towards him.
Who are you?
The corner of Yan Wuxi's lips twitched.
If you can defeat this venerable one will naturally give you his name.
Li Qingyu's sight moved downwards, and his eyes briefly paused at the wooden sword in his hand. He then suddenly shook his head.
You don't wield the sword often. Your skills are complex and chaotic. And in terms of the Dao of the sword, you are not Shen Qiao's equal. However, my Nei Li is currently inferior to yours, so there is no point in dueling with you.
Yan Wuxi smiled in a cordial manner.
This venerable one has never encountered someone as self-aware as you before. You are truly the first.
Li Qingyu's gaze swiftly became piercing. The two stared at one another for a moment, and then he nodded. So it turns out to be Yan Zhongzhu of Huanyue Zong.
Yan Wuxi raised an eyebrow. You recognize this venerable one?
Li Qingyu gave another in assent.
It is said that Yan Zhongzhu's arrogance and conceitedness is completely unmatched in this world. Upon witnessing it today, I can see that the reputation is truly well-deserved. Seeing the two prepare to draw their swords against each other during their first meeting was something entirely out of Shen Qiao's expectations.
Yan Zhongzhu, Li Gongzi is an honored guest of Bi Jiazhong. Even before he had finished speaking,Yan Wuxi was already laughing loudly.
Then let this venerable one witness the abilities of this honored guest.
He extended his index finger. He was as fast as lightning, yet his movement was also wonderfully graceful and flawless. It was the renowned 春水之法.
Shen Qiao thought of stopping him, but he was not swift enough. There was a clang.
Li Qingyu's 秋水剑 had only emerged halfway from its sheath before the blade was blocked by Yan Wuxi's index finger. After a moment of brief contact between both sides, Li Qingyu then retreated 3 steps as his sword was forced back into its sheath. Yan Wuxi pulled back his hands and stood on the spot, motionless and steady as a rock. The disparity in strength was clear with just a single glance. However, this was to be expected. While Li Qingyu certainly considered as an expert of the younger generation, it was a given that his skills were not yet of Yan Wuxi's caliber. He had already admitted that his neili was below that of Yan Wuxi, yet Yan Wuxi still forced him to take action, which can be seen as ostensibly bullying a junior. Wan Bei. Li Qingyu gripped his sword and arched his hands, suppressing the turbulent emotions that surged within him. He slowly replied, Yan Zongzhu's neili is truly tyrannical and domineering. I'm completely no match for it. The emphasis on the word neili implies that the other party believed that Yan Wuxi won not because of skill of his 春水之法, but due to his neili being superior.
The explosive situation was on the verge of breaking out in violence, Yan Wuxi sneered.
Without waiting for him to act any further, Shen Qiao had already stepped forward to speak. Li Gongzi, the Zhongnan Pai's fate and its subsequent oppression by He Huanzong must have caused great waves in the Jianghu. I would like to understand more of what happened. So does Li Gongzi have the time to speak on this in more detail?
Li Qingyu glanced at Yan Wuxi before agreeing with a nod. Of course.
Shen Qiao stretched out a hand to invite him along inside the door. This way, please. He then said to Yan Wuxi,
Would Yan Zongzhu like to come too? Or do you have other urgent matters to attend to?
To Shen Qiao, Li Qingyu had arrived as a guest. Yet Yan Wuxi was finding fault with him for no apparent reason. Propriety would dictate that this was unacceptable. Had the two of them had really gotten into a fight, regardless of who got injured, it would greatly inconvenience Bi Xiazhong.
Yan Wuxi suddenly pursed his lips into a smile as the frigid ice in the expression completely thawed into a spring breeze. He said, You continue with your chat. I'm a little hungry, so I'll head to the kitchen and see if there's anything to eat.
That's strange, Shen Qiao thought. He couldn't understand Yan Wuxi's temper, which was like weather that was mostly sunny with occasional unexpected rainfall. Upon seeing the other person turn around and walk away, he couldn't help but shake his head. He returned to the house and sat down with Li Qingyu to continue their discussion. Zhongnan Pai's misfortune led to its collapse like eroding earth and shattering tiles. The scions of wealthy and aristocratic families such as Zhang Sunsheng were fine. Even without the sect, they could still return home. However, for the ordinary disciples who had the sect as their sole foundation, their situation was much more miserable and pitiful. They were forced to take sides. Either they would submit to He Huanzong and become an outer disciple of the He Huanzong, or they could choose to oppose the He Huanzong and throw in their lot with other sects, such as Qing Cheng Shan's Chunyang Guan. With the upcoming sword trial conference being held there, there were strong undercurrents lurking below the peaceful surface of the water. The truth of the matter was that Chunyang Guan had already become the third of the tripartite balance of forces, with their power and influence rivaling that of the He Huanzong as well as the Buddhist faction. In the north, all the sects that did not want to join either He Huanzong or the Buddhists had decided to take shelter with Chunyang Guan. In the south, both the He Huanzong and Buddhist factions were unable to make significant inroads in the area on a large scale for the time being due to the Yangtze River acting as a natural barrier, as well as due to Lin Chuan Xue Gong's presence holding the fort. The carelessly planted willow had grown large enough to cast a shade. Wu Xin Zai Liu, Liu Cheng Yin. Yi Bi Chen had not expected such a result at first. However, Chun Yang Guan already had the intention to get involved with the secular world, so there was no reason for him to reject this outcome. Chun Yang Guan's consent to hosting the sword trial conference was in itself clear evidence of what they wanted to achieve. However, in just over half a year, the situation in the world had undergone such earth-shaking changes that one could not help but sigh in distress. Li Qingyu said, "The sword trial conference will summon various forces from all over the world. It will be a good opportunity for everyone to learn from each other in the Tao of the Sword. Shi Zun hopes that Tao Xiong will also be able to attend the conference, that he may extend the friendship and hospitality shared amongst Taoists to you." Xin Qiao replied, "I have taken in two disciples, one of them being Qi Lang. They have just started their apprenticeship and, right now, they need to consolidate and strengthen their foundations. If I am not by their side, I fear that without my guidance it will become easy for them to be led astray." Li Qingyu replied indifferently, "When I trained as a child, Shi Zun would only teach something once and let us comprehend it on our own. Martial arts has always been inseparable from inborn talent. If one is without talent or aptitude, then they might as well spend their lives as either a fisherman or woodcutter, as that would be better than wasting the remaining years of their lives." His words were harsh, but it was not without reason. It was just that given Xin Qiao's nature and temperament, he wouldn't be able to speak in such a manner. He smiled and said, "Let me consider this matter. I will return to discuss with them before I make a decision." Li Qingyu nodded. Xin Qiao recalled something. "I wonder if Li Gongzi has heard any news of Xuan Dushan?" Li Qingyu replied, "I have not. The last news that Xin Qiao knew of involving Yu Ai was when he joined in an attempt to ambush and assassinate Yan Wushi. Xin Qiao had not seen him since then." Yu Ai had wholeheartedly dedicated himself to having Xuan Dushan reclaim its position as the leading Taoist faction. However, even from the start, his endeavor had not gone as smoothly as he'd hoped. First, he was suppressed by Chun Yang Guan. Then later, he conspired with the Tuzhe and with the intention of taking advantage of the Tuzhe people's strength in order to elevate his status and rise in power. However, this wishful thinking was likely never to come to pass. In the end, he used a basket to scoop up water, only to end up with nothing. After the initial shock and grief at being betrayed had passed, whenever Xin Qiao thought about anything related to Xuan Dushan at this time, it felt akin to a misty, rainy dreamscape, both beautiful and illusory. Li Qingyu said to him, "If you wish to return to Xuan Dushan, I can request for help from Shi Zun." Xin Qiao chuckled and shook his head. "Many thanks. If one doesn't rely on their own abilities to achieve something, I'm afraid that relying on others' efforts may not last long term." When Li Qingyu saw that Xin Qiao had already made up his mind on the matter, he nodded and did not speak further. The two spoke for a while. By the time it was nearly noon, Zhou Yeshu, one of the disciples of Bi Xia Zong, had come knocking on the door. "Li Shixiong, Zongzhu is discussing urgent matters with our Shifu and is unable to personally entertain you at the moment. She has specially instructed this disciple to come and invite Li Shixiong and Shen Daojiang to proceed to the flower hall for their meal." Whether they will be attending the sword trial conference or not was an important matter for Bi Xia Zong. Naturally, Zhao Chiying would need to discuss the matter with Ye Kunshi. Hence, it was expected that they would not have the time to personally entertain Li Qingyu at this time. Zhou Yeshu was 28 years old, at an age where she was as beautiful and delicate as a flower. She was about the same age as Li Qingyu, and both of them wielded a sword. One could say that they were of fairly compatible backgrounds. Should affections arise between them, it would make for a beautiful tale. Although Yi Bi Chen himself had no intent to marry, he did not make it mandatory for his disciples to follow in his footsteps. Chun Yang Guan had almost no female disciples. If Li Qingyu chooses not to marry in this life, it would not be a bad choice for him to focus on the Dao of the Sword. If he had intentions to marry and have children, the female disciples of Bi Xiazong had outstanding looks, and there was no lack of choice either. Zhao Chiying had deliberately sent Zhou Yexue over to entertain him under the assumption that her thoughts were of a similar vein. However, Li Qingyu did not seem to have any thoughts in this regard. He said, "Many thanks for informing us. Since Zhao Zongzhu is not present, I will also not be attending. Could you please prepare two sets of meals for myself and Shen Daoxiong? I wish to seek his advice in the Dao of the Sword, so it will be sufficient for us to chat and have our meal here." Zhou Yexue had obviously never met anyone before who was so dense in the matters of affection. She glared at the other party for a while before slowly muttering, "Sure." She then left without looking back once. Later, the person who came to deliver the meal was not her, but Fan Yuanbai. As a bystander, Shen Qiao was able to observe the situation more clearly. He could see, while the Xiao Guniang seemed to be somewhat interested in Li Qingyu, Li Qingyu clearly did not harbor any similar sentiments towards her. Of course, he would also not want to instigate or provoke anything. Hence, he pretended to be unaware and ignorant of her intentions. Today, the chef was not the same one who had been previously invited from the foot of the mountain. Hence, the taste of the three dishes and the soup was average at best. Shen Qiao sipped the bowl of soup and had already drank half of it before realizing it was fish soup. More specifically, it looked like fish head soup. Yu Tou Tang. He looked at Li Qingyu, who was currently drinking soup with his head down. Somehow, a humorous and comical feeling surged within Shen Qiao. He wanted to laugh, but he felt it would be rather unkind of him to do so. Hence, he immediately put an end to this idea. Li Qingyu said, "The soup tastes quite good." Shen Qiao laughed dryly. He was not sure how to respond and could only say, "These green vegetables are also quite fresh." After this sentence left his lips, Yan Wuxi's face flashed in his mind, but he quickly rejected this thought. The dignified leader of Huan Yuezhong wouldn't possibly do such a childish things, would he? Zhao Chiying quickly came to her conclusions after considering the matter. She would bring Fan Yuanbai and Zhou Yexue to Chunyang Guan to participate in the sword trial conference, while Ye Kunshi would remain to hold down the fort. Shen Qiao wanted to stay at first, but Zhao Chiying took an opportunity to ask Shen Qiao to travel together. She thought very highly of the friend who had come to their aid when they needed it most, and who had been with them through thick and thin. At this time, Bi Xiazong's power and influence was still weak, hence it would be very difficult for Zhao Chiying to make a name for herself on her own. She truly needed Shen Qiao's help. Shen Qiao agreed. He arranged some homework for Shi Wu and Yu Wensong. He also instructed them to train properly with Ye Kunshi. Yu Wensong was born into a rich and noble family, and he was filled with an insatiable curiosity and desire to explore everything in Taishan. He enjoyed it so much that he felt that he could never get tired of it. While Shi Wu was a Shi Xiong, he possessed a calm and gentle temperament and would generally go along with Yu Wensong. Only when it came to important events or matters would he behave out of the norm to insist. Both martial brothers got along well, so Shen Qiao had no worries about leaving them on their own. The group quickly packed up and set off on their journey. The author has something to say. Shen Qiao. Yan Zongzhu. Was the fish head soup your doing? Yu Tou Tang. Lao Yan. Ah, Qiao. How could this venerable one be involved in such a tasteless act? Shen Qiao? He seems highly untrustworthy.